This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, January 4th. Well, wheat markets took it on the chin again yesterday, taking us down to those swing lows from a week or two ago, and the market just struggling to get any upside traction. Corn getting drug along down with the wheat market, in fact, putting in an outside day lower. So corn actually started the session higher, looking like it was going to get some momentum to the upside, and then we just started to roll over when the wheat market really started to get some pressure. So the corn putting in a new low for its move, and again with an outside day lower. Soybeans managed to fend off much of that pressure as they were just consistently higher throughout the day. They did back off a little bit toward the end, closing about mid-range, but still they were in positive territory. So we've seen a fair amount of technical selling here with wheat and corn. I think there was most likely a great deal of farmer selling as well. We kind of expected this. You know, with prices the way they are, farmer income would be elevated for last year. And if they wanted to make more sales at these prices, which is certainly understandable, but not have to work out the taxes, they would wait until after the first of the year. And that's normal for this time of year. And I think that was part of the pressure that we saw yesterday. Now, that said, as we come into today, we had some winter wheat condition ratings put out by some of the states. And it's reflecting the stress that's going on in the Southern Plains in particular, but Northern Plains getting it as well. Kansas putting out their report at 33% good to excellent. That was down 29 points just from last month, and it's down 13 points from last year. Poor to very poor at 25% is up 8 from last year. In Nebraska, 39% good to excellent. That's down 25 points on the month and up 2 from a year ago. Poor to very poor sitting at 19%, which is up 4. Colorado at 25% good to excellent, that's down 13 points from last month, and it's up 6 from where they were a year ago. Porta Very Poor at 33% is down 1 from a year ago. In Oklahoma, 20% good to excellent, that's down 28 points from last month, and 44% good poor to very poor. In Montana, 12% good to excellent, that's down 53 points from where we were a year ago. And poor to very poor sitting at 71%. That's up 66 points from where we were a year ago. So just a complete switch, a 180 from what the wheat crop looked like a year ago. And of course, this reflects the dryness that decimated the spring crops and summer crops in Montana and across the northern plains of Canadian prairies. That dryness persisted well into the fall, and so you didn't get very good germination, you didn't get good establishment, and most likely you're going to see, you know, just poor performance as it breaks dormancy. So, you know, quite likely you're going to lose some winter wheat acres across the north that probably just go back in with spring wheat acres. So you might see a bump in spring wheat acres because of that. And that's a good thing because the spring wheat market needs more acres. It has a big task ahead of it to replenish the huge losses that it saw last year. So as we move forward, crop condition ratings, we'll get, these states will put out their monthly estimates. We expect to see Texas at least today, so we'll have some more updates here for the market to chew on this afternoon. But by and large, weather conditions have not improved across the southern plains. We've had the major windstorms, the firestorms here in Colorado, in Nebraska. It's just been brutal, and it just doesn't look like it's improving anytime in the near future. So we have similar situations going on in South America with Argentina and southern Brazil in a major drought situation. They're finally declaring states of emergency and drought conditions in those southern Brazilian states. The crop estimates coming out of there are plunging, and that's helping to support corn and soybeans on the night session. And that should help support wheat as well, notwithstanding the support coming from the crop condition ratings themselves for winter wheat. So, you know, all of these conditions were here yesterday. They just weren't in actual numbers, at least for wheat. And in Brazilian and Argentine soybean and corn production, we are starting to see some numbers there as well. Stonex taking their Brazilian production down to 134 million tons. That's down 11 from USDA's most recent estimate. We're starting to see more production losses show up in these other states. And in Argentina, it's even worse, but we haven't seen figures coming out of there just yet because they're still planting corn. It's been a slow slog getting the crop in. They've been waiting for rain, and it's just not coming. So the fields that were planted in November and December, they're starting, in November at least, starting to head into pollination under very dry conditions. So it looks like the makings of kind of a train wreck going on in Argentina and southern Brazil. So, you know, the markets, and again, this didn't just happen today or on the night overnight. It's been there, it's been developing for quite a while, but much of this happened during the holidays, and you just don't have as much trading activity during the holidays. So you're coming back in, traders are coming back to their desks, they're looking at the situation, they're getting some numbers, getting some data, crunching the numbers, and looking at big drops in production out of South America. That translates almost directly to the United States export opportunities. Ukraine will pick up some of those corn export opportunities. They had a decent crop, but still, the bulk of the losses that would have been exported out of Brazil and Argentina will come to the United States. And that's going to put more pressure on our old crop supplies, and it's going to put more pressure on the acreage battle. At the same time, keeping in mind that biofuels popularity is really growing, you've got more production plants coming online, so the demand for the raw material is increasing as well. And it's not just corn, but it's also soybeans for biodiesel. And it's coming at a time when world veg oil supplies are very tight. And I think this just really underscores the potential upside for soybeans, and that pulls corn, that pulls wheat, all the grains get pulled higher. If nothing else, just the biofuel market. But you've got production problems going on in the other major producer, and you've got demand being shifted. So it's all a bullish stance. It's been there for weeks, but I think it's finally getting some real numbers and some losses showing up as numbers in South America, and the market's able to, you know, start crunching these numbers. It's bullish. I think we're going to start a run into early February, which is a normal seasonal tendency to put in a high. We do have a crop report next Wednesday, and I think that will give us a bullish slant as well and probably be the catalyst that takes us up into that early February time frame. I would target that window right around February 10th, 11th, you know, right around where the crop report would be. That to be a high likely for winter wheat, and then it just depends on what things look like as it breaks dormancy. But and again, it doesn't look good, but I would target that high, and I would look for the markets to be putting in some sort of at least a temporary high, probably across the whole grain complex, and taking a breather before we start our run up into the growing season for winter wheat and the seeding season for the spring crops. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.